Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Strong Supply Chains Through Resilient Operations, Five Principles for Leaders to Win in a Volatile World. By Suketu Gandhi, Michael F. Stromer, Mark Lackner, Tiffany Hickerson, and Sherry Hua. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Limit of Liability/Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including, but not limited to, special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Preface. Building strong supply chains to profit despite disruptions. A company's products, services, strategy, and customers are all important. But the supply chain behind all of this delivers to customers the value they were promised. Supply chains are receiving a lot of attention because they were devastated in the early 2020s by the COVID-19 pandemic, labor shortages, social unrest, war, and other shocks. Supply chain redesign enabled globalization, which reshaped the planet and transformed economies. Now, both executives and popular media talk about supply chains as battered and broken. The pandemic unveiled hidden vulnerabilities and showed us that many supply chains are unsustainable. Why weren't the world's supply chains agile and resilient in the early 2020s? It's a story of too much emphasis on one element. For decades, companies focused on lowering costs. They interpreted lean manufacturing principles as primarily reducing costs of labor and other inputs. As they maximized efficiency to take full advantage of economies of scale through globalization, there was little thought for error or for redundancy. They failed to sufficiently realize how much their success depended on stability. Today, companies operate in a VUCA world: volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. It's volatile because conditions change quickly. Pandemics erupt, wildfires blaze, ports close, neighboring despots invade. It's uncertain because at least some of these trends are nearly impossible to predict. Planners prefer certainty. The part will be here tomorrow at 9 a.m. But management, amid uncertainty, requires different skills. At the same time, the world is complex, with plenty of moving parts, many of them interdependent. Complexity requires backup plans and well-thought-out contingencies. Finally, the world is ambiguous because even when information is available, it can be interpreted in multiple ways. You may be tempted to jump at incorrect conclusions. At the height of globalization, people wanted to believe that the world would always evolve toward stability. But given recent events, it would be naive to wait for stability to magically return. So leaders should look for a strategy that will win in an uncertain world. Hence, the business world's recent focus on resilience, which is the ability to navigate the world by continuously sensing threats and proactively building contingencies. The crisis erupts, the part doesn't arrive on time, the implications ripple out, and the limited available information isn't easily interpreted. But you'll be okay. Your processes, people, and systems were built to handle this. Your operations are resilient. Resilience applies to all aspects of business, but it's especially relevant to supply chains for two reasons. First, as mentioned, most supply chains were built assuming a stable world and never reconfigured as markets turned increasingly volatile. If you can find a lower-cost supplier, make the change. The risks seem minimal. Now we are experiencing some of the risks. They're big. The need for expedited shipments and stockpiling makes costs explode. Stockouts lead to loss of revenue and loss of customers. Constant firefighting makes employees lose purpose and quit in droves. Now we have learned, if you can effectively address these risks and be more resilient than your competitors, you will gain advantage and win market share. Second, thinking about VUCA and supply chains highlights the role of operations. In the early 20th century, companies had to efficiently arrange their assembly lines and processes on the factory floor. This was the biggest key to their success. It was the age of operations. Then, through 20th century advances in marketing and technology, and an overall increase in prosperity, operations stepped back and focus shifted to enabling demand-driven strategies. The product gets made, whatever. Let's talk about how we'll advertise it. Now, we are at the cusp of another pivotal change. The pandemic didn't just disrupt supply chains. It gave a preview of vast disruptions to come. Some firms will navigate those disruptions by optimizing the flow of materials, cash, and information through global networks. Their resilience will provide them with greater profits than they would get by continuing to focus on costs or advertising or technology for its own sake. This is an exciting opportunity for executives. But reaching this level of resilience will require a lot of work. You need new operational strategies. You need to transform your operations to fulfill those strategies. And more than that, you need a new mindset that puts resilient operations at the heart of your company. Operations should shape corporate strategies. Resilience should shape corporate values. This book will show you how. It discusses core principles, shows how to put plans into practice, and examines how to respond to scenarios of the future. Its insights have arisen from our firm's work with clients, which we have frequently distilled into articles published as part of the Kearney Supply Chain Institute, KSCI. The book is anchored in 5 business principles of resilient operations. 1. Build resilience against supply shocks by empowering your supply base. 2. Build resilience against demand shocks by using your operations to create customer value. 3. Create resilient teams by leaning into new ways of working and the benefits of diversity. 4. Enable resilience through technology by combining human judgment with artificial intelligence. 5. Ensure long-term resilience by embracing sustainability. We're not claiming that any of these principles are earth-shatteringly new. Indeed, they've stood the test of time. Now they need to be applied across operations. Finding the right combination of these 5 principles that works for your specific firm will lead you to resilience and beyond. To operations that are regenerative and able to recover from any disruption or crises. Thus, will you ensure sustained success? In part 1 of this book, we lay out the strategy of how these 5 principles can be combined to drive your future profitability and growth. In part 2, we go into more detail on how to implement resilience. For each principle, we provide 5 actions, from the tactical to the strategic, to bring that principle to life. We provide plenty of examples of real-life firms doing this work. Then in part
Sample complete. Ready to continue?